favorite new website is the FML website. FML stands for blank my life.
F my life.
F my life. So I found some really good ones. Some FMLs for today.
Oh, good.
Okay. Today, after 3 days of dating a boy that I really, really like, he came out as gay on Instagram. FML. This lady says, today, after two rounds of antibiotics, I got a yeast infection.
Oh, FML.
Now my husband started calling me Yeasty. FML. Come here, Yeasty. What are you making for dinner, Yeasty? Bread?
Why would she tell him? Don't tell him. Just finish your antibiotics and go on with your life. Don't tell your husband.
Yeah, I think you have to. You got to talk to him about things because you're going to have maybe sex.
Well, no, you can't have sex if you're Yeasty.
That's why he's got to tell. She's got to tell him. So then he's going to come up with a nickname, Yeasty. Mm. Love that. Today I drove home to Las Vegas after being in quarantine in L.A. for 2 weeks. When I got home, the lights were on, the lock was busted, my apartment was completely ransacked. Yay, 2021 FML.
Holy moly.
The whole time you're in L.A. under quarantine, your apartment is just being ransacked.
And, you know, the fact that you're not just in L.A., but you're at the epicenter right now of COVID.
And you can't go home and you just want to go back home to Vegas and there's nothing there because somebody broke in. Today, my uncle died of COVID. He contracted at church. During the service, the pastor got up and started talking about how proud he was that my uncle didn't let the pandemic stop him from going to worship at church. That gave him COVID. FML.
That's happening all over the country. I'm sorry. You were told that if you gather in an environment, regardless whether it's religious or anything else, if you're around other people, God's not going to protect you. I'm sorry.
Today, I was showing my hairdo for my high school prom from 10 years ago to my drunk neighbor. He turned to my mom and said, "Wow, she was a beautiful girl back in the day," right in front of me. FML. Back then, she was doable. Now, no way. Have another drink. Today, I found out that one of my best friends likes the girl I like. What's funny is my best friend is also a girl and has a better chance with her than I do. FML.
That's a big FML. Yeah. You can't do anything about that. Well, you can maybe you could get yourself in a throuple.
And the next couple, you can check if you agree that their life sucks or you deserved it. So there's two you can check. So, oh my God, that's horrible. Yes, your life sucks or you deserved it. Today, I tried to log on to Instagram for the first time in 2 days. They deactivated my account for violating their guidelines. I haven't posted a photo or made a comment in 2 months. Ooh, FML.
Yeah, that's somebody obviously stole their account.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, some bot or something stole their account.
547 people said, "I agree, your life sucks." 76 people said, "You deserved it."
They didn't post anything. It's not your fault.
Today, we're in the middle of a deadly pandemic. And despite not having sex at all with anybody for more than a year, I managed to contract herpes. I don't even know how I got it. FML.
Wait a minute. You can't just get herpes just out of the blue.
Well, this woman did. And 894 people said, "I agree, your life sucks." 96 said, "You deserved it."
What I think is, I think probably she contracted herpes the last time she had sex. It just took this long for her to have an outbreak.
96 people said, "You deserved it.
You deserve it. No, you earned it." You don't deserve herpes. You earn herpes. I don't know how I avoided all those things.
I don't either. God almighty, I'm telling you, when AIDS came out, I swear I had it.
Yeah, me too. And me too. But I always used condoms. My friends were like, yeah, but what about the times that you did other things? I was like, uh-oh. Yeah, I didn't want to go get tested. I was like, I definitely have it.
Yeah, that's me. I didn't want to go get tested. I knew the girl that gave it to me. If I had it, I knew which one it was. I know the time it was.
Yeah.
It wasn't worth it. And I never wore a condom.
Oh, you didn't?
I never wore a condom.
My God, how did you talk women into letting you have sex with them without a condom?
Look at me.
I am. That's why I asked that question. Let me rephrase the question. How did you talk women into having sex with you?
Well, once I got past that point, you know, they were just done. Like, whatever you want to do, just go ahead.
What did you do? Like, roofie them?
No, I'd never even done that. But I never got a disease.
Yeah, I didn't need, I don't know how I avoided getting anything.
And I wasn't really a good person. It's not like I can fall back on, you know, good vibes,
right.
Good mojo. I didn't have any of that.
No, you got lucky. You and I both got lucky. We got very lucky.